KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. I'm Tyler Pratt here with the Boss Street Brass Band. How you guys doing? Ready to make some music?
All the time.
All right, well, I cannot wait. So let's get started with the song. What's the name of this first song?
The first one's original called Speaking of Funk.
KUTX 98.9, that was Speaking of Funk from the Boss Street Brass Band. Oh my gosh, I wish that I played any of these instruments, which I cannot at all, but I'm always dancing whenever I see it. Ormaid, how you doing? This is Ormaid Armstrong, the band leader.
Yes, how you doing, Tyler? Thanks for having us.
Absolutely, super excited. All right, so how did you guys all get together? How did y'all meet?
I'm currently the band director at Reagan High School, and in 2011, I had a really talented group of seniors, and we formed a New Orleans brass band at the school after they were about to graduate. Some of the guys were like, you know, hey, can we continue this after we graduate? And I was like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll do that. So I grabbed about five of the seniors that were graduating, and two of my former students, Roy Geis, he's actually one of my former students, from Lamarck, Texas. He's actually my assistant band director at Reagan, and one of my former students from way back in the day, Josh McGez, on tenor saxophone. So it started off as a school project, and we made it into a professional group.
And how's it been so far?
It's been going really well. Things have been rolling just fine. We're starting to get more gigs, more performances. We just released our first CD 2 weeks ago, so things are going well for us.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce everybody for us?
Okay. On the trumpet, Luis Lopez. He's a graduate from Reagan High School here in Austin. On the tenor saxophone, we have Josh McGez. He's also from Lamarck, Texas. Daniel Jaimez on trombone. He's from Austin, from Reagan High School. Rory Geis on trombone from Lamarck, Texas. On bass drum, we have Philip Johnson, graduated from Reagan High School. On the snare drum, Mr. Justin Coleman, who's also a graduate of Reagan High School. And on the tuba back there, we have Mr. Dr. James Salyers.
Excellent.
Doctor.
It's very prestigious.
Yes, sir.
So y'all are sort of a newer band. What sort of direction do y'all imagine going?
Well, originally, you know, we just started playing all the New Orleans traditional second line stuff from Rebirth and the Hot Eight and the Soul Rebels. And we decided, you know, at one point, you know, we're tired of playing other people's music and we wanted to start creating our own sound and just going into a totally different direction. And we still play the second line traditional New Orleans stuff, you know, because that gets us work. But we're definitely going towards the more funky side of the brass band.
I've definitely heard some of that second line. For people that do not know, you guys came out and did a second line through the streets of Austin when my best friend got married. And people are still talking about it.
Yeah, that was funny. It was cold.
Yeah, it was real, real cold.
Yeah, it's all once we start playing the jam and everyone forgets about the cold.
Y'all got one more song for us to do live?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's do it. The name of this track is Sweet Tea. KUTX 98.9 here with the Boss Street Brass Band, and that was Sweet Tea. Oh man, it is so hard to be sitting down right now.
Yeah, it's like we tell the people at the shows, you can always get up.
Yeah, I absolutely wanted to get up. I just went and saw Preservation Hall a couple weeks ago, Everyone was sitting down, but by the end, everybody was standing up and dancing around for sure.
Yeah, we definitely like to get people up and going.
Well, you guys have a new CD out. It's Speaking of Funk. Well, and it's all original material, right?
Yes, so all originals.
How do you guys write your music? Do y'all get together and jam? Does one guy write everything? How does it work for y'all?
No, well, right now we have three people in the band, Roy, myself, and Justin. We're the predominantly the writers in the group. Pretty much we just sit down, we write it and present it to the band. You know, just individual people right now. You know, we don't sit down and jam too much and figure out stuff. I mean, we jam sometimes, but like, you know, as far as like presenting songs, we just say, okay, all right, here it is. Let's roll with it. And sometimes, you know, sometimes songs don't work. Sometimes they do. There's one song of mine that I had to retire because I didn't like it. And I don't think they like it, but I think they're nice enough not to tell me.
Well, the CD is out now, and if people are interested in it, where can they find more of your material?
Well, right now, we're basically selling them out the trunk of our car, so, you know, just hook us up on Facebook, Boss Street Brass Band, or, you know, shoot us an email at bossstreetbrassband@gmail.com, and we'll definitely respond to you and get the CDs out to you.
You have a few shows coming up, right?
Yes. Our next show is going to be Tuesday night at the Brass House. We're doing a South by Southwest showcase Tuesday at the Brass House. We go on at 9:30.
All right. And then, of course, there's Honk Texas coming up.
Yeah. We love us some Honk.
Going to be all over that.
We'll probably be playing that Friday the 21st and then Sunday afternoon the 23rd for the showcase. But that Saturday night the 22nd, we'll be back at the Brass House all night long. Ball Street. All night.
Awesome. Well, I'm for sure going to be at least at two or three of those shows.
Oh, yeah,
sure
there you go. Come on, I'll bring your friends.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and throw it back to studio, but you guys are going to stay here and record one more song. And if you guys want to hear it, it's going to be up on the website. That's KUTX.org. And this is KUTX, the Austin Music Experience.